Welcome to Wrestling the Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve our health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Erica Wilkerson, selfish love and empowerment coach. Welcome, Erica, and thank you so much for your time and expertise.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
You are so welcome. Okay, I'm excited. I'm ready to get started. All right, my first question is, why did you decide to become an empowerment coach?
Well, it's so needed today because as women, you know, we have so many titles that are put upon us as we go out through life, and somewhere we get lost in that. You know, we tend to lose ourselves. So as a nurse, I've been a nurse for 15 years, and I've noticed that in the women that came in to get seen, they came in for different ailments and stuff, but the main thing was that they were not paying attention to themselves. They ignored those little signs that could have, led to a less of a diagnosis, you know, or you know, things that they were coming in for. So, you know, it just, now I want to take that from the clinic to coaching and help women to get, before they even get to that point. So that's most of my motivation for just wanting to help women to get back to themselves, because, you know, if you are whole in yourself and knowing who you are, you're okay to speak up for yourself. You can go into that, you know, not ignore those signs that your body is telling you that you need to get seen for, or whatever the case may be. And that's one part of the answer. But the other part is I was also in a toxic relationship, and you know, I myself lost myself in that relationship, and I had to rebuild myself back up. So I've done the steps, and I know it's definitely needed. So
that is so. You know what? Thank you so much for sharing that, because I definitely agree. When you said toxic, I've been in a toxic relationship, and with a narcissistic person too. So I know how it affects your psyche, that affects you emotionally, which can affect you with physically and mentally. And so, and you are right, because, you know, we're so busy taking care of everybody else. And at times people have, and I think things is changing now, that, you know, at one point in time, selfish was like a bad thing. Like, you're selfish. I'm like, you're the worst person. But no, you have to be selfish. You have to take care of yourself first. Because you take care of everybody else, but as he's saying, that when it comes time for you, if you know, sometimes there's no one around. So you have to be selfish, and that's really selfish, is self-love. So I'm glad you shared that with me, and I see that it is important for empowerment coach. So thank you with so much for sharing that.
Of course.
Okay, now my next question is, what does selfish love mean to you?
Taking care of yourself, giving back to yourself, pouring into yourself, that self-love, that self-care that you need in order to be able to, it's not to spite anyone else, but it is to, in order for you to be able to show up for anybody else. You know, you don't want to be giving people like just crumbs of you. We get so burnt out. You know, who are we without the titles? So that's just pouring back into yourself so that you can show up your authentic self, living your truth. How much better of a person that you're going to be at work if you are confident and secure in yourself and who you are? You don't have those doubts in yourself. So you can show up for your family. You know, you can show up for yourself. All those things that lead to those, to that. That's what I encompass that selfish love is all about. It's not to fight anybody else, but it's in order to be able to give back to people your full self. They don't want to just have just crumbs of you, you know, your kids, you know, they want all of you, right?
Right.
All of you, you know?
right. Oh my goodness. You know what? That touched a nerve in a good way, because when I, oh my goodness, I have to share, at one point in time, I didn't know what the word no meant. I couldn't even spell it. Oh, I'm supposed to be funny. But I couldn't say no to anybody. It was just yes, yes, yes. And I was stressed. And I just couldn't say no. And I would be stressed out and had anxiety. And it was trouble. And it's like I just sacrificed myself for other people. And then once I learned how to say no, and it's powerful and it's beautiful. And it's okay. It's not saying no in a nasty way. It's saying no in a loving way for me first.
Exactly.
And then it's okay to go back. Because I know I just had a situation where I had said yes to someone. I started to try to do the work and it was too stressful. It was too much. And after I slept on, I was like, you know what? I can't do this. It's just too much and too time consuming. So the next, and I couldn't sleep. So that's another thing. I could not sleep. So after I talked to her and I told her how I felt and what was going on, and it was just too much, I could hear the disappointment, but it was more important for me than for her because I'm the one that would be suffering. So I had to put myself first. If they call it selfishness, so be it. But it just felt good and I felt so much better once I got off my chest and I told her I didn't have the time. It was too much. I can refer to somebody. And so it's okay to love yourself, to be selfish. So, yes, that, oh, my goodness, that is so true. Yes, yes, yes.
And because the truth of it is that you already knew that you should have said no in the first place, right?
Right. You know what? You're right. The next day is when I realized it. But, you know, since you try to help people, but, you know, that word help is kind of a crutch in a sense. Is because sometimes people are not always accountable for their own actions or things that they need to do. So, or sometimes some people that they, I don't want to say too far gone, but some people need a lot more help. They need their hands held because they're not up to the times, and you have to go all the way back in time to try to bring them up. And sometimes it's just too time consuming and it's too taxing. So
and you don't
want to
be somebody's clutch either, right?
Right. Yes. So I love myself, and I said no, and she had to respect that because she had no choice. So, but yes. but I love it because I love myself afterwards. It's just like, oh yes, I felt so free. So yes. So now the next question is, why do you think we need permission to be you?
It's really just that allowing and just allowance that you can give somebody. When I do my rooms and stuff like that, I say, you know, permission granted to be you. And it just brings that light bulb back to them it's like all of a sudden this light clicks on. It's like, wait a minute, you're right. It's okay to be me. It is okay. It's not that we inherently need that permission, but it's that reminder that we need that we can be us, right? Because like we said, you have all these titles and things like that, but who are you without all those titles?
Yeah.
You know, so it's okay to have that confidence. It's okay to show up who you are. It's okay, like you said, to say no, because that's what you feel, right? So it's just that bringing that back to the forefront and just, you know, giving yourself that permission, be like, yeah, I'm okay. I am me, you know, and it is okay, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what? That at one point in time, I didn't know what permission even meant because, you know, it wasn't about me. It was about everybody else. And so that's interesting that you said that because I know that I helped a moderate of a friend of mine on Clubhouse. And at one point in time, I was feeling kind of awkward because everybody was saying the same thing. But my experience and my situation was totally different. So I felt kind of uncomfortable. But then when I spoke to her and I told her how I felt, she said, it's okay. She said, that's your experience. So then the next time I shared, I said, well, with me, my experience is this. You know, I see things a little bit different. It's okay. So I had permission to be me by saying what I felt, and because it's totally different. Regardless, if all 10 people said this, not saying it's any better or I'm better than them, it was just, this is my experience. I'm being authentic. I'm being true to myself.
That's your truth.
So I had to give permission to be me. So I love that. I really, really do. So thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you for listening to Wrestling Through Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Hello and welcome. This is Allison G. Daniels. I am so excited about my podcast, The Author's Lab. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m., where I will be providing powerful tips, tools, and techniques about writing. Hope to see you there.
This is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. I am Donetta D. Mooring, Wrestling Through Revenue Podcast, and we are speaking with our special guest, Erica Wilkerson. All right, I will continue with the questions. Now, my next question is, do you think it is difficult to get out of a toxic relationship if you do not get enough sleep?
So, short answer is, yes, it is going to be difficult to get out of a toxic relationship if you don't get enough sleep. Long answer is, it's because, you know, sleep brings about rest and restoration to your body, and your mind needs that rest to be able to focus, to be able to make plans, to make decisions, right? So if you're in this toxic relationship, you're so consumed with what's going on with this relationship that you're already exhausted, period. So on top of that, if you're not getting enough sleep, you're not functioning properly. You don't have the wherewithal with you to even make those decisions, to make that plan, to get out of that relationship, you know, to even ask for help, because you're just going and you're all automatic. You're like a robot, just, you know, just moving and going just on survival mode, right? So you definitely need that rest to have you have your brain fresh and restored. So,
oh my goodness. Oh, you just touching all these nerves up in here. Okay. I have to share. I definitely agree with that so much. Because I know I was in a narcissistic relationship to the fifth degree. And it was so bad that, you know, I'm surprised I didn't have a stroke. I mean, that's just how bad. I was so stressed. I felt it. But then I noticed when I got a good night's rest and I slept, and it was like, then I was able to the next day think, okay, this is going on, this is what I need to do. And so, but, you know, and that's the reason why times when people are in abuse relationship or toxic relationship and they keep them up, you know, it's like that you're not able to think because your body and mind need to rest. And it's almost like that it's in survival mode, like you're trying to survive, but you can't think straight. And so sleep is crucial. And so I really do appreciate you sharing that with me. So, okay, great, great. Now, my other question is, how can you release, redeem, rejuvenate, allow you to have better quality rest and sleep?
So my phrase is that release, redeem, and rejuvenate. You have to release those fears. So, you know, once you, like, it was just like when you were talking about how you end up telling a woman your truth, you know, that was like a fear that you had. You release that, and you end up feeling much better from that. You get that weight off your shoulder. you know, which allows you to, you know, have that more confidence and just be able to relax with yourself, right? Just redeem yourself. You know, you feel refreshed, renewed, you know, after you have had that better sleep. You know, you're allowed to have that sleep. Your mind has that chance to rest, right? You rejuvenated. You're relaxed. You're calm. Because your mind is at ease. That's the most important part of it, is that allowing your mind to be at ease. That way you don't have those million thoughts running through your head when it's time to get some rest. That way, it allows you just to have that, just a better quality of rest, because you're rested, right? Your mind is not overtaking you. Because I know sometimes, you know, when you have something on your mind and you're worrying all night, you know, that doesn't allow you to have that rest. You're constantly tossing and turning, and, you know, you can't sleep that way.
Right. So. True. That really meant a lot, because in what come to mind is, at times, you know, when we do have things with our mind, that you can write it down, just jot it down to get it off your mind. Because sometimes I know people say that, you know, I got all this in my mind and I can't sleep. So, you know, write it down. But also, we have our cell phone. So maybe before you go to bed, you can always record it. You can just record what you need to say. So at least that way that it's out your mind. And then you can always deal with it with being fresh, fresh eyes, fresh mind, fresh body the next day. And then you could tackle that. So it is important to release at night. You can redeem yourself, and then you feel rejuvenated in the morning because of that. So I love that saying that you have, because it definitely do provide quality rest and sleep.
Yes, most definitely. You know, I'm a big, like you said, just get it off your mind. I'm a big advocate of journaling also, just to get it out your head, That always helps.
Yes, it does. Once again, thank you for staying with Rescue the Revenue Podcast. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Sydney Trailer-Lanay, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Thank you for staying with our special guest, Erica Wilkerson. Erica, I appreciate your time and your expertise and your valuable information that you share with our listening audience. So if you can please share with us how we can contact you and support you.
Of course, yes. I thank you and appreciate you for having me on today. And yes, I do have a website, girlfriendsgrowandglow.com. You can reach me there. I'm also on Instagram at Erica Empowers You. For those that need extra help, I do have a book called Perfectly Imperfect, Breakthrough the Shame, Silence, and Self-Doubt. You'll see that on the website. So, yes, feel free to contact me if you are needing help. I do help women of color recognize themselves again after toxic relationships through the self-love and healthy boundaries. So I am available, and I have had a great time today.
Well, thank you. If someone would like to discover, learn, and support me, you can go on to donatta10k.com, and that's D-O-N-A-T-A. the 10k.com, where you can find my website, all my podcast episodes, services I offer on sleep, health, fitness, and wellness, including all my social media platforms, and so much more. Once again, donatta10k.com. Remember, sleep heals.